What's up, builders? Welcome back to the Daily AI Engineering Briefing. I'm calling this episode your infrastructure wake-up call, and I mean that literally. We've got a critical security incident that should have you auditing your deployments right now, and a fascinating technical trade-off in Alibaba's new image model that's going to force some hard decisions about your stack. Let's start with the urgent stuff. If you're running any AI agent infrastructure, and honestly, who isn't at this point, you need to stop what you're doing and audit your deployment service right now. The ClaudeBot security incident isn't just another brief notification you can file away. This is a blueprint showing exactly how attackers are systematically compromising AI systems, and the attack vectors are so predictable, it's painful. Here's what happened. Three separate vulnerabilities combined to create a perfect storm of exploitation. First, default port deployments on 18789 are being indexed by Shodan at massive scale. Attackers literally have a shopping list of vulnerable endpoints. Second, Nginx reverse proxy misconfigurations are treating external requests as local host traffic and bypassing authentication entirely. And third, unvetted skill repositories are functioning as malware distribution channels, just like the early days of NPM before the ecosystem matured. The result? Complete API key compromise, full conversation history exposure, and total system configuration theft across potentially thousands of instances. This isn't theoretical risk buried in some CVE database. This is active exploitation happening right now. So what does this mean for your stack? If you're building AI-powered products with agent frameworks, treat this as your personal wake-up call. The security model most teams are shipping with, public internet exposure, default ports, minimal authentication, is fundamentally broken. I know it's convenient during development to just expose port 18789 and call it done. I've done it myself. But that convenience is getting people owned at scale. Let me walk you through the technical remediation checklist, because this is actionable stuff you can implement today. First, abandon the common ports entirely. I'm talking 18789, 443, 8080, 3000, anything that's in the top 1000. Use randomized 5-digit ports and document them internally. Yes, it's slightly less convenient. No, that's not a good reason to skip it. Second, multi-factor authentication is mandatory now. Not optional, not we'll add it in the next sprint. Mandatory. No exceptions for internal tools because your internal network is probably not as secure as you think it is. Third, deploy everything behind Tailscale or a VPN. If your AI agent doesn't actually need public internet access, don't give it public internet access. This is basic principle of least privilege stuff, but I'm seeing it violated constantly in AI deployments. Fourth, if you've deployed on common ports in the last 6 months, assume compromise and rotate everything. I know that's painful. Do it anyway. Your API keys are probably already in someone's database. And fifth, implement code review workflows for skills and plugins. Treat third-party repositories like early NPM. Assume malicious intent until proven otherwise. I'm not being paranoid here. The attack patterns are real and they're being actively exploited. The broader pattern here mirrors the early days of container orchestration, when teams were exposing Kubernetes dashboards without authentication and getting wrecked. The difference now is that AI agents carry API keys with spending limits and access to production systems. The blast radius is significantly larger, and attackers absolutely know it. They're not probing these systems out of curiosity, they're monetizing the access. All right, let's shift gears to something more fun but equally important for your infrastructure decisions. Alibaba just released Zimage Full alongside their existing Turbo model, and the performance delta is massive in both directions. We're talking 85 seconds per image at 30 steps for Full versus Turbo 7 seconds. Before you immediately write that off as too slow, you need to understand what you're actually getting in that trade-off. Zimage Full gives you proper CFG range, 3 to 5 instead of Turbo 0 to 1, effective negative prompting, and critically, superior fine-tuning capabilities. This is about build versus buy decisions for image generation pipelines. If all you need is fast inference on standard prompts, Turbo is probably fine. But if you're building custom style models, brand-specific generation, or anything requiring LoRa training, Full's architecture is designed for that, and Turbo's distilled architecture simply isn't. Let me break down when you should actually choose Full over Turbo. First, if you're running LoRa training workflows for custom styles or brand-specific generation, Full's architecture supports traditional training through AI Toolkit with proper dataset labeling. Turbo's distilled architecture fundamentally limits fine-tuning effectiveness because of how the model was compressed. Second, for high-variance creative applications where prompt variation matters more than throughput, think creative tooling, design exploration, style transfer. The extra control you get from Full's CFG range and negative prompting makes a real difference in output quality. And third, for in-painting and image-to-image workflows, the denoise range from 0.5 to 0.84 and the Full VAE pipeline give you genuine control over transformation strength. You're not just throwing prompts at a black box and hoping.
Now, let's talk resource planning, because this is where it gets expensive. The base model needs 12 gigabytes for BF160 precision, plus 7.8 gigabytes for the text encoder, plus 327 megabytes for the VAE. That's about 20 gigabytes total, which puts you in RTX 4090 or A6000 territory. Not impossible, but not cheap either. There are GGUF compression options ranging from 4 gigabytes at Q2K quality down to 8 gigabyte variants. These trade output quality for hardware accessibility. In my testing, Q4K hits a sweet spot for consumer hardware deployment, but you absolutely need to validate quality for your specific use cases. Let's run the cloud economics. At 85 seconds per image, you're generating roughly 40 images per hour on high-end GPU infrastructure. Cloud costs for that are typically $2 to $4 per hour, so you're looking at 5 to 10 cents per image. Compare that to Turbo's 500 plus images per hour capacity. Your cost per image increases by a factor of 12. That's not a typo. 12 times more expensive per image. So when does this math make sense? When your competitive moat is in custom models and brand-specific generation, not in raw throughput. If you're building a creative tool where every customer needs their own fine-tuned LoRa, the per-image inference cost is less important than the ability to actually train those custom models effectively. Implementation-wise, ComfyUI integration is straightforward. Use the UNET Loader GGUF node for compressed variants, standard VAE encode DTOPE pipeline. The image-to-image workflow, load image, VAE encode, case sampler with denoise control, is production-ready right now. There's also an interesting fast alternative called Z-Image Image to LoRa from DivSense that lets you generate LoRAs from just 2 to 3 reference images in minutes versus multi-hour traditional training. There's definitely a quality trade-off there, but for rapid iteration or client demos, this changes development velocity significantly. Let's tie these together with strategic implications for your infrastructure decisions. The self-host versus API calculus for Z-Image Full is genuinely complex. With 85-second generation times, you're committing to GPU infrastructure for what might be achievable through API calls to faster commercial services. Run the break-even analysis for your specific situation. At $2 to $4 per hour cloud GPU costs and about 40 images per hour capacity, you're paying 5 to 10 cents per image. Compare that to commercial API pricing and factor in your actual throughput needs. For many use cases, the API is cheaper unless you're running at serious scale. Consider a hybrid approach. Self-host Full for LoRa training and model customization where you need that capability, but use Turbo or commercial APIs for production inference where speed matters. You get the best of both worlds without paying for GPU time you don't fully utilize. For GGUF compression strategy, the 4GB variant democratizes access to consumer hardware, but absolutely requires quality validation. Build a test suite comparing Q2K, Q4K, and full precision outputs for your specific use cases. Don't assume the compression is good enough without testing. The Claudebot incident crystallizes what production AI deployments actually require. Zero trust network design means AI agents and their control planes belong behind VPN or tailscale, period. Principle of least privilege means separate API keys for development staging and production, rotated quarterly, not when you're breached. Supply chain security means third-party integrations, skills, plugins, models require code review built into your development workflow. And observability requirements mean you need logging, audit trails, and anomaly detection on AI system behavior. If you can't detect unusual API usage patterns, you can't detect compromise. There's a hidden cost of speed here that's worth understanding. Turbo models optimize for inference speed through distillation, but you lose fine-tuning flexibility. Full models optimize for customization, but you pay in infrastructure costs and latency. There's no universal winner. Your choice depends entirely on whether your competitive moat is in custom models or fast inference. All right, here's your sprint goal for this week. In the next 24 hours, audit all AI agent deployments for public internet exposure, default ports, and authentication gaps. If you find issues, take systems offline until you've remediated them. Rotate API keys if you've deployed Claudebot or similar frameworks on public internet in the last 6 months. And document all AI infrastructure ports, randomizing anything using common defaults. This week, evaluate Z-Image Full if image generation is in your roadmap. Spin it up in ComfyUI and run quality comparisons against your current solution. Focus on LoRa training capability if customization is a requirement. Test the Q4K variant on consumer hardware and measure quality degradation versus full precision. Implement network isolation for all AI agent infrastructure. Tailscale setup takes less than an hour. And if you're using third-party AI agent skills or plugins, implement mandatory code review with GitHub commit history verification. The security stuff isn't optional anymore. The economics of image model selection aren't obvious without running the numbers for your specific use case, but both of these are solvable problems if you approach them systematically. That's the work. Keep building. I'll see you in the terminal tomorrow.